Welcome to the creative brain of Dean Hawk. Get ready to be challenged, inspired, and equipped to become a better ministry leader.
Hey, welcome. This is Dean. Thank you so much for joining us this month in our monthly leadership podcast. We're approaching the holidays and hope that you're ready for Thanksgiving coming up next week and all of the Christmas festivities that are in front of us. I want to remind you that if you have any ministry questions, challenges, issues that you'd like to reach out with our pastor 411, if you'll shoot me an email to dean@rockfamilychurch.com. That goes directly to me. Shoot me an email. What you're facing, what's going on. And then we'd love to set up a time that we can chat by phone, do a FaceTime, video, Zoom, or chat. And I'd love to assist you, whether that's in ministry or if you just need someone to unpack some things with personally, I'd love to do that for you. This month, as you potentially saw in the email that blasted out, we are talking about better together. And we're going to be talking about pastors merging together. Barna Research has recently come out in the past year, and basically they're saying that pastors are feeling more isolated and lonely than ever before. And our society is facing a loneliness epidemic. And one of the things we have to realize is that we are truly better together. And some of my most valued friendships, some of the most fulfilling friendships and relationships that I have are with other pastors. They get it. They understand my world. I understand their world. They understand the dynamics. And what's interesting is you and I are always surrounded by people, yet being a pastor can be one of the loneliest kind or types of positions, because who can you really talk to? Who is it safe to tell some challenges or struggles or things that you're concerned or are weighing you down? What's interesting here is in Colorado Springs, we have what is called the Merge Pastors Connection. And it is one of the most unique things I have ever experienced. A pastor friend of mine here in town, Pastor Kelly Williams, is the one that launched the Merge many, many years ago. I took over and as the director about five or six years ago, and have had the privilege of leading the Pastors Network here in the city of Colorado Springs. And I'm just going to be really blunt. Some of you aren't going to believe what I'm going to share with you today, because I served in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex in local church ministry for 14 years. I served in Tulsa, Oklahoma for 5 years, and I never saw anything like I have seen here that has been built among the pastors. There truly, truly and authentically is minimal. And when I say minimal, I mean like single-digit percentile of competition between churches and pastors. There is a genuine love and support. There's a mutual respect. There's unity. There's camaraderie. There's friendship. There's genuine friendships have formed. And we all come from our various theological backgrounds, beliefs, and denominations, and networks of churches. But we are coming together under the unity of our faith in Jesus Christ. And what we have developed here in the city of Colorado Springs is a safe place for pastors to gather, to unpack our challenges, to share ideas, to encourage one another, to pray for one another. And nobody understands what you're going through like another pastor. Example, in this last year, earlier in 2023, one of our church planting pastors has all of his gear, all of his equipment, everything is loaded in this humongous trailer that they set up and they tear down every Sunday. I think it was like on a Tuesday, in the middle of the night, someone hawks his trailer and all of his goods. It cannot be found. How are we going to do church? And here's what I'm going to tell you was such a beautiful thing. The church, the capital C Church of Colorado Springs, rallied around and someone says, I have a monitor system. I have a soundboard. I've got some projectors. And by Friday, Pastor Joe had all the pieces together to pull off church that Sunday and for the next few weeks until they could, insurance would pay out and they could get the new items ordered in. It's very interesting because when I'm in the lobby and I meet people, new people that I recognize, they're new to our church, and I'll say, hey, are you new to Colorado Springs? And they'll say, no, I'm looking for a new church home. And some, not all, but some will say, I used to go to, and they'll name the church. Now, obviously, if they have left that church and they're looking for a church, something happened, and most likely it was negative. But when they tell me the church, and I know this happens for my friends that I have people leaving my church, is they'll say, I'm leaving, you know, ABC XYZ Church. And I'll say, man, Pastor Mike's a good friend of mine. He's just a great guy. All of a sudden, I have squelched any gossip, any angst, any bitterness, and have said, man, they're a friend of mine. And so it just quenches all of that. And then I've got many pastor friends that will call and I'll say, hey, a member just told me that they're leaving my church. And they've said that your church might be a possibility where they want to attend. And I'll give them a heads up. I'll say, man, they served in leadership. They're great people. They're leaving well. They just feel like it's a time. I've had pastors call me and say, hey, family's coming your direction. Man, they're great tithers. They're really good givers. They're good people. On the flip side, we've warned one another that, hey, they've only been with us about a year. They've been disgruntled most of the time. They said they're coming to your place. I just want you to give your team a heads up. I would be cautious about putting them in leadership if they're pursuing that. And so there's just been a really cool unity that has formed among the pastors of Colorado Springs. And here's the way I would describe the merge. And you, before I get into that, let me just say this. You might be saying, why are you telling me about this, Dean? Well, let me just jump to the cause. Because the Lord has been challenging me to share our story of here in Colorado Springs. And he's been challenging me to talk to pastors and challenge pastors to reproduce what we have seen happen here in Colorado Springs and literally cities across this nation. A friend of mine, Pastor John Cirio, relocated from here to a small town in Oklahoma. In the past couple months, he's contacted me and he said, hey, I want to start a merge group here. And he's getting a couple pastors together. So I want to just briefly tell you what the merge is, what we do. But I want you to be thinking, we've got about 6 weeks until the end of the year. I want you to be thinking and processing the idea, the possibility of you being the catalyst of getting pastors to connect with each other, develop genuine relationships and friendships, and build a community of pastoral relationships there in your county, in your city, in your neighborhoods, suburbs, wherever you are at. But you can go to mergepastors.com. You'll see some of the things I'm going to share here. But here's the way we would describe it. The Merge is a gathering of Colorado Springs pastors committed to building unity, support, and friendship for one another. Now, it is simply that. We are not trying to do a city project. We are not trying, our goal is not to rally everyone behind Pastor Bob wants to do this and Pastor Joe wants to do this and Pastor Mike wants to do that, because then it gets all entangled and muddy. We keep it very simple. It's a time for us to come together, to share food, to have some fellowship, to pray together, to share ideas, and to just encourage one another and be a friend to one another. The way we write out our mission is this. Our mission is to serve our city shoulder to shoulder and merge our voices as one to proclaim the Lordship of Jesus Christ in our community. You see, our focus is centered around our common faith, our hope, and our belief that Jesus Christ is the answer for the world, that he came, he died, he rose, he lives, and Jesus is Lord. And we're not concerned about, what do you believe about this certain passage? And we're not concerned about our comparing our statements of faith and how much they align. We're focused on, you're a follower of Christ. We're not on different teams. We are on the same team. And so one of the things that my church does that truly helps create a city vision versus a me, myself, and I vision is every Sunday we pray for one of our fellow pastors and their church at the end of our worship set. Their face and picture goes up on the screen. We pray for them. We bless them. My church cheers when they see their pictures come up, and we're celebrating our commonality. We're celebrating our unity of how we work and function. So the merge here in Colorado Springs, there's probably close to 300 that are on my email distribution, but we have over 100 pastors that would say they're engaged, they're involved with and participate in our merge events. And it crosses all denominational boundaries, cultural boundaries. I love seeing the cultural diversity among our pastors, that as we come together, that we can grow and learn together. And I'm just going to be really, really blunt. It is one of the most beautiful expressions of unity among pastors that I have ever seen or experienced in my 40 plus years of ministry, compared to any other community, any other town. If you say, man, we've already got this going on, man, I'm proud of you guys. But I know in so many cities, it's almost toxic. It's angry. It's us against them, and it's the church, and our church is better than your church. And so I want to just share a couple things about what God is doing here and how we function. And I want to just challenge you to be a catalyst for that unity in your city. Now, there are always lots of excuses. Well, you don't know my town. You don't know the other pastors here. Yes, I do, because you are no different than any other city. We've got all kinds of types and flavors of people and personalities. Your city is more normal than you give it credit. And I know you think Pastor so-and-so, who's the largest church in town, that they're the one to start something. And you have the smallest church in town, or maybe you haven't been in town the longest. Maybe you're the newest pastor in town. The enemy's going to find all kinds of excuses to tell you why you shouldn't start a network and a fellowship of pastors to build community among the churches. And I fully believe you're the guy, you're the gal that is called to make that change. And we all look at ourselves and we say, well, there's somebody else that's more qualified. It's not about being qualified. There honestly doesn't take a lot of qualifications. You're just saying, hey, could we gather at this time and this place and share a meal together and just learn and grow about one another and learn about each other personally. And so I just simply ask you, what if nobody else is going to do it and God's calling you to be the one? And so what would that look like? How does the Merge Pastors in Colorado Springs function? As I said, check out mergepastors.com, but we've developed a code of honor. And I'm going to just hit it really quick. It's on the website. You can gather it there. It's, we commit to support one another with love, prayer, encouragement, ideas, and solutions. Number two, we commit to focus on our similarities and not our differences. Number three, we commit to think the best, believe the best, and speak the best about one another. Number four, we commit to be a safe harbor of confidentiality, so all can be transparent and vulnerable. Number five, we commit to a heart of cooperation and not competition. Number six, we commit to expand the kingdom of God in our city and grow the capital C church. And lastly, we commit to celebrate the victories of others. And so the merge, by the name merge, the definition of it means to cause, to combine, or to unite, to blend gradually by stages that blur distinctions, and to become combined into one, to blend or to come together without abrupt change. And so what we want to do is merge our voices as pastors and leaders over our city, that we want to send a message to our city that we love you, the churches of Colorado Springs, Okmulgee, Orlando, wherever it is you might be, that we want our city to know that we, the churches, love this city, and we are not in competition, because that's one of the things that wears people out is, well, my family used to go to this church, and now they don't, and we don't feel welcome here, and we don't feel welcome there. So just give me a couple minutes here. I'm going to just give you the simplistic plan of how simple this is and what we do here and how you can reproduce it there. Number one, as you saw potentially in the email that's sent out or in the post for the podcast, I'm going to share with you, it's already available on deanhawk.com. And if you go to the sermon series, there will be a link that you can download the merge graphics. Just use our logo. I think it's a cool logo. If you don't like it, don't use it. Come up with another name. That's cool. But if you want to use it for your city, if you want to have Merge Pastors Phoenix or Merge Pastors Sacramento, I think it would be a phenomenal idea. And so we meet once a month for a lunch fellowship. Most of the time it's lunch. We've tried breakfast, we've tried dinners, we've tried other things, and we have found over the years that for whatever reason for us here in our city, Wednesday lunches work for us. And we do it from 11:30 for 90 minutes, from 11:30 to 1 p.m. Now, here's a biggie. We keep this to senior lead pastors, campus pastors only. We do not open it up to executive pastors, youth pastors, worship pastors. I promise you, pastors are going to be insecure. Well, could I don't know if I want to come. Could I bring my executive pastor? And we have actually formed here in Colorado Springs, there's a youth pastor network, there's a worship pastor network, there's an executive pastor network, there's all kinds of other areas for them to connect. But here's why we keep it to just senior pastors. We want to create that safe place for pastors to let their hair down and be a place where they can be real. And if my staff member isn't, if he or she is there and they're maybe not even sitting at my table, I can't fully express what's going on with my staff. I might not be able to fully express what's going on in my home and my family if I know that a staff member is there. Another group that is going to want to get involved are other ministries, organizations, and vendors. They're going to say, "Whoa, I'd love to present what we can do for pastors." We have cut out all advertising. It is a safe space. No advertisements, no other staff members. It is a safe place for pastors to come to fellowship, to be real. Now, that's not going to happen on the first time you guys get together. But about 2 to 3, 4 or 5 times that pastors connect and they realize, hey, I'm getting to know this person and I'm feeling comfortable, and somebody's going to need to take the lead of being vulnerable. And so we're going to gather together. And so when we meet, we rotate. We don't meet at the same place every time. Basically, we meet 9 times a year. We meet for lunch January through May. We take off June and July, and then we meet August through November. And those 9 times, now sometimes we'll do a top golf event. We'll do a barbecue at maybe at my house, and I'll have some pastors over on a Friday night, do some different things. But that's kind of our mainstay, is our lunch-in fellowship. And what we ask is, I ask pastors around the city, would you host? And then it is up to them. We give them a count and say, at here in Colorado Springs, we might have 30 one month, we might have 70 or 80 on a different month. And it just depends on people's schedules. But we ask the host church to just provide the meal. There's never a charge. There's never a cost. So people will cater in Chick-fil-A or Mexican food, fajitas, Chipotle, or they'll have some teams in their church that will actually prepare a meal. And then we just gather in the room or in their sanctuary with round tables, 6 to 8 pastors at a table, and we just build and work on that community. What happens in that 90 minutes? Real quick, we take about the first 30 to 40 minutes is just for fellowship. Pastors are coming in, they're talking, hey, what's going on? How are you doing? We pray over the meal. We sit down, break bread, get conversations going there. And that starts at 11:30. And then about 12 o'clock noon, a few minutes after, I'll get up and say, hey, here's our next event. I'll introduce the host pastor, and then we'll have that host pastor say, just tell us the history of your church. Tell us how long you've been here. Tell us a little history about yourself. And then we'll take a variety of options for that last, that next probably 30 to 40 minute ministry moment and segment. We have done in the past where a pastor, potentially the host pastor, will share one of their biggest times of struggles that they endured either personally or professionally as a pastor and how they walk through that. And I'm going to tell you, that will open up the doors of communication when you get someone to take the lead on that. And so for a season, we did that where each month we'd hear a pastor's overcoming story and hear their challenges. I'll never forget hearing a pastor share about here in our community about his 15-year-old son being killed in an ATV accident. And man, my heart connected to him like it had never been connected before. I didn't know that he had lost a son. And there was a new and fresh compassion as we just heard and understand. It wasn't to share our biggest win, because everybody wants to share their headlines, but it was to share what we're going through. And then for us in 2023, our focus for 23 is we'd get together and we'd just say, we're going to pray. And we'd have an open mic and we'd ask pastors to come and to lead and to pray over our schools, pray over our city leaders, our national leaders, to pray over the churches of our city, to pray for the marriages of our community. And it was just a beautiful time of prayer with some worship music on. And so we did that, was kind of our focus. In 2022, as you'll see on mergepastors.com, we hit a different topic and a different theme each month. And if you'll click on mergepastors.com, click on surveys, and you'll see some of our survey results, some great information that could help you. But we did a focus on preaching and communication. And we did a survey a couple weeks in advance before the gathering and said, how many times a year do you preach? How many times a year? What are your favorite study guides and study tools or websites that you use for resources? And then when we came together, we would share the survey results of all the topics and team building and different things that you'll see there. And then I had a panel of about 4 or 5 pastors, some from small churches, some from larger churches, just a mixture. And then we just reviewed some of the information and had some of those guys or gals share what they had learned. And so it was really an idea exchange that I want to, as iron sharpens iron, so does a friend sharpen the countenance of another. And so that was really effective. And then we close with the last 15 minutes is, hey guys, gather at your table and just do a personal check-in on everyone at your table. And if anyone needs prayer, if anyone needs is facing a situation that you just don't feel comfortable that you could present to your church, or you just, it's too sensitive of a situation to open up to the general population for prayer, I'm going to tell you, there's been some very, very heartfelt moments of faith and prayer as pastors were vulnerable and we were able to pray and to stand with one another. And so then at the end of that, we conclude. People head back to their busyness of ministry, and we connect the following month. And so I just want to encourage you, get the merge graphics that are available at deanhawk.com/sermons, and it'll be one of the top ones posted there. It'll have the Merge Pastors logo, and it says graphics pack, and you can click there. You can get all forms and aspects of the logo so that you can make it available there. And so here's my closing challenge, folks. I want you to seriously consider about praying and starting something in your community in 2024. You don't need to start big. Call a couple pastors and say, hey, would you meet me at Chili's? Could we get together for lunch? Maybe you're not ready to launch and to have a church host yet, but maybe three or four of you gather at Chili's. Share the idea. Would you guys be willing to get together? And I should mention, you'll see our schedule there on the Merge website. We try and stick to a rhythm. I think for 2024, I don't have the schedule memorized, but I think we're like the second Wednesday of each month is when we have the Merge so that guys can know. And as you'll see, we've plotted out in advance. Here are the dates. Mark them on your calendar. We view this as a priority. And I'm going to tell you, just last week, about 70, 75 pastors gathered, and we brought in the mayor, came in, and he's a believer. He's actually a former pastor, and we just had a beautiful time with our mayor of hearing his heart and vision for our city. He was just elected in the spring, and a beautiful time for us as pastors and leaders to then pray over him and to bless him. And so start small, think big, and I believe God's calling you to start a pastor's network, maybe a Merge pastor's network in your city, in your county. Hey, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving this next week. We will be back on December 15th with an amazing topic, and it's basically how we play not to lose and how to play to win. I'll see you next month.
Thank you for joining us today. For free sermon series and teaching outlines by Pastor Dean, visit us at deanhawk.com. Be sure and join us next month as we continue our growth on leadership.